So sites became important. How to investigate sites became the methodological focus of archaeologists. With this focus on sites came an awareness of strata, of levels, an awareness that settlement at many sites in the Near East extended over millennia, and that over time, layers of human habitation were built one on top of another. And this stratification was the way that tells, spelled T-E-L-S or T-E-L-L-S, tells, the singular tell, were formed. A tell is a settlement mound formed over centuries by successive human habitation. And the Near East is riddled with them, literally thousands of them. Many tells have become famous for what they have revealed about the past. For example, Tell el Amarna in Egypt, now that's a modern name for an ancient site, the site of Akhet Aten, the city of the horizon of the Aten, the city of Akhenaten, and his queen Nefertiti. The remains of this city were found at the site identified by archaeologists as Tell el Amarna, hence the name Amarna Letters, the letters I've referred to a number of times, which show the connections between Mesopotamia and Egypt. Or, on the subject of tells, an example from Mesopotamia, Tell Kuyunjuk, today part of the Iraqi city of Mosul. The first excavations, the first European excavations in Iraq began there in the 1840s, and slowly this tell gave up its secrets. It was the Assyrian city of Nineveh. On it was the palace of Sennacherib, the 7th century BC king, renowned as the destroyer of Babylon. Nineveh was a name that also evoked a connection to the Bible. And here we return to the biblical ancient Near Eastern nexus of interest among Westerners. What was Nineveh? Nineveh was the city to which the prophet Jonah was supposed to go to prophesy. What was his message? In another 40 days, Nineveh will fall if the people don't repent. So readers of the Bible knew about Nineveh. Here, Nineveh was discovered. How exciting! This generated a lot of interest in archaeology. Digging through tells in both Egypt and Mesopotamia and elsewhere in the Near East, archaeologists were able to reconstruct the history of any given settlement and in this way to trace the rise and fall of city-states. One of the tragedies of the aftermath of the 2003 war in Iraq is the plundering of tells. That is, thousands of archaeological sites have been left unguarded in Iraq, and local thieves, organized in gangs, are going into these tells and digging up the artifacts. And to return to our conversation about sites and artifacts, naturally, these thieves are not interested in the site. In fact, by forcibly and hurriedly removing the artifacts, they are destroying the site. But they can take the artifact and sell it. And this is what seems to be important. The importance of tells was very beautifully described by one of the great German Assyriologists, Wolfram von Soden, in this way. They give us an inestimable abundance of material remains, written sources, architecture, and art, all of which tell us about the ancient Near East.